And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Hey, listen, something I forgot to mention to you earlier in the show, and I've got to get used to doing that because it's brand new to us, is the monologue. When I open the show every day, I do a monologue. And, the last 3 days in a row now, I've used a movie as the backdrop for my monologue. Well, the monologue is now sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of medical clinics around the Birmingham area, and I know the owners, and they are incredible people. And listen, Southern Immediate Care is going to sponsor that monologue now for a while, and we are so glad to have them on the team. I'll tell you a little bit more about them, too, by the way. Southern Immediate Care, all over the Birmingham area, just opened their fifth location. They are open 7 days a week. They've got extended hours at most of their locations. I mean, I'm talking about weekends, y'all. Their two newest locations are in Chelsea and Hoover. And I mean, they'll see clients from all ages. So, and it's walk-in. Don't worry about having to have an appointment. So if you're needing something taken care of, they can even do x-rays and immunizations right there on site. Southern Immediate Care. Just first-class, world-class care all over the Birmingham area. Five locations, and I hear there's more coming. 7 days a week, walk-ins available. And check them out. And when you go in, by the way, if you're there and you're a first-time patient, just tell them, I heard about this on Right Side Radio. I would love to get that feedback from them. Anyway, we're glad to have them on the team. All right, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Coming up top of the hour, don't forget, we're going to be doing the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and then Yaffe sitting in for Dale Jackson. So that'll be at 4 o'clock. Right now, we got to look around the state, find out what's happening in our own backyard, and cook up a batch of home fries. There it is. Got to sizzle them up. Little home fries. All right, so just so you know, the big four cities have got their issues going right now. Everybody's got their issues. One of which is that the mayoral election for the city of Montgomery, which is currently the third largest city in the state, but the mayoral election for the city of Montgomery pits very liberal Mayor Stephen Reed. And by the way, don't forget, during COVID, if nothing else, we all learned how much impact a mayor can have on our lives, right? It's not just about they run my city. There's good old folks. I see them around town. They can also bring agendas with them, and they can shut down your schools. They can put draconian policies in place. They can, you know, help push to raise your local taxes. Anyway, Mayor Stephen Reed, ultimate liberal, mayor of Montgomery. The Alabama Republican Party, according to 1819 News, is accusing Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's campaign of using deceptive text messages to gain support in next month's municipal election. Here's what he did. He sent out a texting campaign where he told everybody that the Republican Party was, because mayoral elections are allegedly apolitical. And that's obvious where somebody may stand. Randall Woodfin of Birmingham is a Democrat, big time. Stephen Reed, Democrat. Tommy Battle ran for governor as a Republican. Sandy Stimson, mayor of Mobile, Republican. However, the Alabama Republican Party is accusing Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's campaign of using deceptive text messages to gain support in next month's municipal election. Now, Reed's leading in the polls right now. There's only three candidates in the race. But he's out there sending text messages, literally calling the Republican Party as supporting his opponent and pushing for him. And the party is lashing out saying, don't even try to bring us into your campaign because you know that's not the way it works. So there's that. Politics is local, right? Well, mayoral election. Keep your eye out. All right, somebody texted me a while ago, and I apologize. I've got so many text messages now I can't go back and find the right one just right off the bat. But somebody texted me and said, hey, Phil, what do you think about the possibility of the FBI being fully headquartered in Huntsville? Woo! I'm for it. I say, yeah, bring it. The FBI is already setting up what they call HQ2, their second largest facility at Redstone Arsenal. Senator Richard Shelby got something like $683 million appropriated for it. They're building a world-class facility. They already have something like 1,000 employees out there. Upwards of 5,500 employees will be at the FBI facility when all is said and done. But Jim Jordan up in D.C., he's thinking maybe we just need to get the FBI out of D.C. so they can stop being so politicized and weaponized and get them out there living among the folks. And he sees Huntsville. And I love this. So Representative Jim Jordan Republican from Ohio, according to the Wall Street Journal, is considering dropping something into the budget processes that would require that the FBI make a permanent move to Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. Story here on Yellowhammer. Yellowhammer News. Let's see, where did I lost my plot here? Although Democrats view the proposal as nothing more than a dig at the FBI, Jordan argues investigators would be less likely to be infected by what he sees as liberal politics if the Bureau were based in Deep Red, Alabama, than alongside other government and national security agencies around the country. And he says, let's export the headquarters out of the Beltway to Redstone Arsenal. It's a long shot, but we'll see what happens. Mayor Battles already commented. He said, we're proud of the FBI presence in Huntsville, and we'll support whatever Congress decides is best for the betterment of our country. So, yeah, they've got 1,600 acres and 19 divisions already being set up in Huntsville for the FBI. And FBI Director Christopher Wray, who is on the hot seat today before a congressional panel, he told Senator Katie Britt not long ago that he was extremely excited about being in Huntsville. Wouldn't that be a hoot? I mean, so first of all, what are my thoughts on it? That was a text message I had earlier. I'm for it. Do you know how many jobs that would bring? Good jobs. Solid career jobs. Do I also think that it might serve the purpose that Jim Jordan was talking about? It could. Not entirely, because, you know, in today's age of connectivity, it's not like you have to be right next to the Capitol to be hit with the politics. But wouldn't it be something, though, if Huntsville, Alabama became Grand Central for not just HQ2, but for HQ1 of the FBI? I'm for it. The FBI, to me, is a lot like what I described for the last hour on the military. The wokeness that we see is not truly the rank and file. Now, the rank and file, I'm pretty frustrated with some of the actions of the rank and file in recent years, but I also believe they're also being pushed into things and given the option of either having a career or not. And I hate it, but that's where it's at. All right, next topic in the home fries as we look around our state. In case you didn't know, Alabama's a marijuana state now. Whoop, whoop. All right, so, yeah. Lord, I went down and spoke against this bill. Let me just tell you. So a few years ago, after a couple of years of deliberation, Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission was established with the intent of issuing licenses for growers, producers, and sellers of medical marijuana. And they had all the things, well, it won't be smokable. Well, it'll have a THC level that is low. Well, you know, it's going to be, it's not that, you know what it is? It's money. It's exactly what it is, money. If y'all want marijuana that bad, go ahead and freaking legalize it and let people grow it in their backyard. By the way, I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying. You know why they won't do it? Because as soon as they do, the billion-dollar medical marijuana industry takes a hit. If you can grow your stuff in your own backyard, you don't need to go buy their expensive stuff at the dispensary downtown. And this thing is such a debacle. It is everything. I don't care if it was a medical aspirin bill. It was an awful piece of legislation. It allowed for monopolies. It allowed for high taxes to be established. It allowed for unwarranted search and seizure. It's not FDA approved, so it can't go through a pharmacy. You will not have a pharmacist dispensing your medical marijuana. You're going to have Guido with a nose ring who's going to be standing there giving you the best flavor of the month. And it just, the whole thing reeks of, well, how do they do it in liberal places elsewhere? Why don't we do that here? Anyway, they're already having issues. Story here on Alabama Daily News. The Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission is taking a lot of heat right now because this is what happens when you let the government pick winners and losers. Seriously. When the government gets to pick the winners and losers, the free market ain't so free, is it? So right now what's happening is the government's picking the winners and losers on who gets to have a special license to be a grower, a processor, or a seller of medical marijuana. And people are ticked because what they're discovering now is apparently the scoring system they used might not have been that transparent and there might have been some issues. A court's already gotten involved. I mean, we haven't even got the first license underway yet. And we're already seeing that the Montgomery Circuit Judge James Anderson has had to issue a temporary stay on the awarding of the licenses until the whole scoring system can be resolved. And then the commission went ahead and met again, and they decided to put a stay themselves on themselves and stop doing this until we figure it out. I mean, it's a $33 billion industry, believe it or not. $33 billion industry for medical marijuana. 90 companies applied in Alabama to receive licenses. Wow. They awarded 21. Wow. So the other batch that didn't get theirs, which is what, 69? The other 69 didn't get theirs are ticked, and they're calling foul. And, you know, I got to think, with all the angst down there, surely they got a little bag of something they can, you know, smoke to get calmed down. That wasn't funny at all, apparently. Boomer didn't even glance over when I did. I'm not advocating for that. I'm not. All right, listen, that's happening right here in your state. We're a medical marijuana state. And the scoring system on who gets to have a license is already drawing the ire and the legal action of people who didn't get the license. Next one I got before we move on to the break, I'll just tell you this. U.S. Representative Dale Strong, according to AL.com, U.S. Representative Dale Strong has blocked a second attempt to delay Space Command moving to Alabama. So, yeah, apparently in the NDAA process, that NDAA is about as political as it comes, isn't it? National Defense Authorization Act. There was legislation that would have prevented Alabama from getting the opportunity for Space Command to be located here. After an earlier failed attempt in the House Armed Services Committee to block headquarters move to Alabama, Colorado reps Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert introduced new legislation, Strong's office said. Their two amendments would have effectively allowed SpaceCom to continue building up its temporary, quote-unquote, headquarters in Colorado Springs. But Strong and U.S. Representative Mike Rogers blocked this second attempt and made sure that amendment did not go on. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, all right, we didn't win the grading process. We didn't win the quality of life scoring. In fact, we didn't win any of it. But we're going to keep building buildings and building up some robust infrastructure. So when the time comes, you'll have to go, you know, we've already spent a lot of money here. We might as well stay. Well, good on you, Congressman Strong, for helping to get that thing beaten down. All right, we'll take a break right now. We're in Home Fries, stuff that affects you right here in your backyard. And then top of the hour, don't forget, we'll switch over to the Grand Council, this time with Jeff Poor and Yaffe. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, you guys hear the ads that play during the break, right? Well, so we are a business. Right Side Radio is a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations you might be listening to us on. We send them our show, and it plays live every day. But part of the way we sustain our operations is by selling ads. And so if you would like to partner with this show, the way you do it is not calling the station. You got to contact us. And you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, send us an email on the advertising and contact tab. We'll get back to you right away. We've got several in the hopper right now, and we just, of course, signed up Southern Immediate Care. That chain of clinics has been our partner now for about a week. And then we've also got ZLA Solutions been with us forever and all the others. But anyway, all I'm saying is this. If you want to partner with this show because we speak your language, so to speak, then come on. Go to rightsideradio.org. We'd love to have you, and that's part of what it takes for Right Side to stay on the air. All right, hey, listen, I'm going to jump right into some more home fries. I got a couple. I think it's just interesting. Some of this I look at and go, wow, that's kind of different, kind of cool. How about this? Boomer, how does it happen, since you're a Bama fan, how does it happen that Alabama just signed a linebacker from Germany?
Oh, he was already, wasn't he already signed with another team?
I think he
actually
was.
Or about to be signing, so.
He was about to commit to Maryland.
Yep.
But he's from Germany.
Yeah.
Do they play football in Germany?
Yeah.
They do?
I'm guessing. I guess so. But, I mean, it's not the first time they've signed a...
We're talking about American football.
It's not the first time, from a different country has signed with a college team.
I mean, the dude's 6'3", 225.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
I saw this.
And he runs a 4.5 40. I mean, that's smoking fast for a big dude. But...
yeah.
But nonetheless, yeah, his name is Justin Oronquo. Justin Oronquo, a linebacker from Fürstenfeldbruck in Germany. And I'm thinking, how did they find him? And by the way, this is Alabama. This is not like he's coming over here to play for Miles College. I mean, he's going to a world-class team. I don't know. You looking him up? Here, I'll give you the article so you can spell his name right. You find out how they found that guy, because the article I've got just says, here he is. It doesn't say anything about him. But I just find that to be kind of cool. Here's something else I find to be kind of cool, and I'm glad they're doing an article on this. Story came out just not long ago, about a month ago, on Alabama News Center, and I had this guy on my show. So back when Rightside first got started, I was determined, and we've been doing it, I was determined that we were going to make sure that y'all knew when good stuff was happening in your backyard. When just the average citizen saw a need or had a desire or a calling, and they pursued it, and it was making an impact in people's lives. There's a guy in Huntsville that I had on my show like in the first week or so that I was on the air, like 2 years ago. His name is Rodney Smith Jr. He's from Huntsville. Rodney Smith Jr. started an organization called, Raising Men? Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service. Okay, what is that? A lawn care service? What's the big deal, Phil? I'll tell you what the big deal is. He's a servant leader. And this guy, Rodney Smith Jr., and you can look him up, by the way. He's prolific on social media. I follow him on Twitter. His mission is to find people that can't get their grass mowed and just go mow their grass. And then to find kids who will commit to mow 50 yards for free. And if they do, and this is what's kind of neat. If they do, once they reach certain levels, they get different colored T-shirts. And when they reach a certain point, no matter where they are in the United States, he drives to where they are and he delivers them a brand new lawnmower so they can mow more grass. I mean, it's just one more guy passing it on. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, when I say Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service, he's also raising people to have character. They have over 4,300 kids now taking part in this organization's effort around the nation. He posts on Twitter every time he goes to a new state. And sometimes it's as simple as, I was mowing this old lady's lawn who cried when I said that I was there to mow it for free. And after I finished, I realized she had a neighbor whose grass was knee high, and I went and mowed that one too. And then he'll post pictures on there. This is so-and-so. He's 10 years old. He's just mowed 30 yards for free for elderly people in his community. And what it's doing is it's sort of passing it on. And I love that. And it started right here in Huntsville, Alabama. You check them out. They're a 501c3 too, by the way. There's no like advertisement here, but I'm just telling you, go check them out. Rodney Smith Jr., Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service. It's true servant leadership. It's love, philanthropy, it's landscaping, it's hard work. It's America, man. And it's good stuff. Did you ever find that guy, Boomer? Where's he? How did they find him in Germany?
So he was actually here in the States in 2021, and the Maryland coach, I guess, believe found him. He was 187 pounds when he found him as a safety, but knew he had potential, and so he must have been already playing football, and then the scouts of Alabama saw him too and recruited him to Alabama, is my guess.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. So, man, all the way from Germany. We'll see how it goes.
That's right. We'll see.
6'3", 225 runs a 4.5 40. Daggum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're coming right back with the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Yaffe. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.